Hey guys, I've got a question for you.
All right,
shoot.
So, could we talk about the state transportation budget in a radio studio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do that.
But should you?
Heck no.
No, probably not.
Yeah, so how about talking about it in a moving vehicle?
Oh yeah,
that more sounds like about right.
Well, that's why we're in my car.
Yes, we are.
This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I am Laurel White.
I'm John K. Wilson.
And I'm Sean Johnson.
This week on the podcast, we hit the road to talk about the state transportation budget.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Vroom. Because I'm talking. So those bone-crunching riffs are courtesy of rock band Tenacious D singing their song The Road, which, funny enough, is about the road, and we're playing it because we are hitting the road. Anyway, long-time listeners of the podcast might know that this actually isn't the first time we've recorded in a moving vehicle while talking about the transportation budget, but here we are about 2.5 years later, still talking about transportation in Wisconsin and the politics surrounding it.
The beauty of transportation, it's the issue that keeps on giving podcasts. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened this week?
Well, the Joint Finance Committee voted on the transportation budget, and they did a bunch of consequential stuff, and it was a lot different than the stuff that the governor wanted to do. So instead of sitting here talking about how they can't agree on anything in transportation, we're talking about the things that they agreed on. It's just not all the same things when it comes to Evers and Republicans.
So last time we were talking about things that nobody could agree on, essentially.
Yeah, under Governor Walker, the general theme in transportation was not agreeing to much in the form of new revenue. So Governor Walker always had this thing where he'd talk about, if you want to increase taxes for roads, he's fine with that. You just got to cut taxes elsewhere in the budget. Even when that happened, he still wasn't cool with the gas tax increase. He threatened to veto any budget that had a gas tax increase. He fought publicly with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over this. They exchanged nasty text messages. That is kind of ancient history now. You've got a new dynamic in the Capitol. You have a governor who wants to increase taxes for roads. And you had Republicans who increased a lot of revenue for roads just differently than Evers wanted to.
So what was Evers looking for in his budget proposal?
Well, I feel like I'm hogging all the talking here, and I don't know if it's just because I covered it or because Laurel is being a good driver.
I am driving.
Laurel is taking care of us.
I'm at a stoplight right now, so I could probably summarize Evers' transportation.
Do Evers stuff.
Hey, look, there's a cop. Do you think he's going to arrest us for talking into microphones?
Officer.
There's no law against talking on microphones. John is holding the microphones, by the way. Laurel, it has two hands on the wheel. Johnny Two Mics is doing the production up front, so everything's safe. We're wearing our seatbelts. Don't worry, guys. Laurel, what did the governor's transportation budget do?
So the big thing that stands out from the governor's transportation budget is that he called for an 8-cent gas tax increase. And that was something that was a big part of his campaign and a big part of the Republican criticism of him during his campaign. Remember that whole conversation about, like, he's going to raise the gas tax by a dollar?
Yeah, he said, you know, everything's on the table. And then Governor Walker was like, you mean a dollar gas tax increase?
You mean $100 gas tax increase?
$1 billion gas tax increase? $7 billion, something?
You're not saying you're not.
Yeah. That was how the campaign went. But Evers kind of stuck to it. And he introduced a gas tax increase, which is like a potentially politically risky thing to do.
And he also, just to mention, I'm not at the stoplight anymore, but I'm so good that I'm going to mention indexing the gas tax.
Oh yeah, Evers would have done that too. What's indexing?
So it would tie the gas tax to inflation, which would allow it to grow over time.
So a gas tax increase and indexing the gas tax were what Governor Evers were calling for. What did Republicans in the Senate and Assembly come up with that they passed last night in JFC?
They did not have anything that had the formal word tax in it. But under what they passed, people would still pay more in Wisconsin to the tune of almost $400 million more in new actual revenue for the next couple of years. So had a couple big fees in there. One is a $10 increase in the vehicle registration fee. So that's the fee that you pay every year to register your car. It's not right now, it's $75 under the Republican motion. It would go up to $85. This is not something that was included in Governor Evers' budget. He did call for an increase in fees on heavier vehicles, but he didn't call for a fee increase for registration fees for most vehicles that people drive. They also included, this was the thing we didn't hear about until the budget committee was just about to vote on this. They included a $95 increase in Wisconsin's vehicle title fee. That is a 137% increase in the vehicle title fee. So now when you register to, now when you purchase a vehicle, doesn't matter if it's like a Mercedes or this fine vehicle we're in here right now. Laurel, what is this?
This is a Toyota RAV4, Sean.
Nice.
Snazzy.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you're buying, okay? You're going to pay that same fee. And so you pay, like, I think it's $164.50 now, whereas you used to pay $69.50. So it's a pretty sizable increase, and Republicans get a lot of revenue that way. Instead of going with something that says tax at the end of it, they went with something that said fee at the end of it, and I think that's really significant.
Now, didn't they also do something, Sean, related to hybrid vehicles?
Yeah, in terms of they changed the definition of hybrids a little bit. They modified it a little bit. So they get some revenue that way. They get some more revenue by kind of collapsing the number of heavy truck or truck classifications Wisconsin has. So, a slightly heavier truck will pay a little bit less. A lighter truck will pay a little bit more. But they get some revenue that way. And they also get some revenue. They get $90 million. It's not revenue. They're just taking money. They get $90 million from this. Ooh, that's
a squirrel. Get out of the car, buddy.
It would have been a horrible, horrible podcast addition to, like, and we just killed a squirrel. Laurel White, Capitol reporter, squirrel murderer. Don't worry. She slowed down, guys. Squirrel's fine.
Squirrel's okay.
But
we break for squirrels.
I like how we were distracted, though, from talking about the transportation budget by a squirrel, as though we were dogs.
Squirrel.
Shiny object. What? Okay, there was a $90 million transfer from the general fund to the transportation fund to pay for roads. So this means that the general fund normally pays for schools, Medicaid, $90 million bucks that are going to go toward local road projects. And this has happened a lot over the years. There's actually been a net transfer over the last 16 years of $900 million from the general fund to the transportation fund. So this is a long-term trend, especially since Republicans have been in power.
And there's also some borrowing in this transportation budget, which has been, like, a pretty big point of contention for Republican lawmakers in the past, like how much we should borrow to pay for roads. They criticized Governor Walker pretty heavily, right, Sean, for, like, the amount of borrowing for transportation he had in his last budget proposal.
Well, I think his last one went down because by then things were getting real between Republican lawmakers and the governor. And I kind of remember the argument going like, well, maybe we shouldn't borrow at all. Well, fine, we won't. You know, it kind of got to that level. And in the governor's last couple budgets, borrowing went down compared to where he was early in his administration, Governor Walker. So Evers' budget borrowed very little historically, and Republicans were basically in line with him. They actually borrowed, I think, just slightly less than the governor would have, and so they have the smallest level of new borrowing in this budget that Wisconsin has had in many years.
It's less than $200 million, isn't it?
It's $326 million, I believe.
I know nothing.
That's fine, man.
But I'm getting us safely to our destination, so that's all that matters.
Hey, where are we going, by the way?
I don't know.
Yeah, cool.
Monona, it looks like.
I was actually taking us to the Olbrich Beer Garden.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Which I'm not sure if it's open at this hour.
But we're not. Yeah.
And we can't have beer. But
it is the morning,
sort of,
and
like
we're not
my,
going. We're working.
It's my wish.
And driving.
It's my wishful thinking that's taking us there.
Yeah. We gotta knock this podcast out first, guys, and the rest of the workday. Then we're there. Okay. So that's a little snapshot of what's in there.
So overall, though, the Republican plan does come with a fair chunk of new revenue and also money from other places, borrowing and from the general fund, but it's not what the governor asked for. It's less than what the governor proposed. How are Democrats, including the governor, reacting to what was passed last night?
They are very firmly behind the governor's plan, and they say it's more fair. So under a gas tax, everybody pays. Everybody who buys gas in Wisconsin pays. And this is something the Democrats noted, that if you're a tourist coming up from Illinois, and Illinois is the one that gets thrown out so often because, you know.
Because everybody here hates Illinoisans.
That's true. They would pay gas taxes. They would be paying for the roads that they use. Whereas under the Republican plan that passed the budget committee this week, they would not pay because they're not paying registration fees for a vehicle in Wisconsin. They're not paying vehicle title fees, all these things. So this is kind of the point that you heard Democrats make over and over again, that is that, one, you're letting off the hook, John Erpenbach said, these out-of-state drivers. And two, it's kind of regressive. So, somebody who's buying a luxury car pays the same vehicle title fee as somebody who's buying a clunker. You know, it's just a flat fee that everybody pays. So it's not fair in the way that a gas tax is charged to people based on how much they drive.
I think the other thing that I noticed, so I wasn't in the finance committee room last night because our fearless bureau chief was, but I noticed from some tweets that Democrats were also kind of frustrated, particularly Chris Taylor, Democrat from Madison, who's on the budget committee, was frustrated by a study that's in this Republican transportation budget that pays for, what's the phrase? It's like a mileage-based fee?
Yes. It's deliberately vague. So I'm glad you brought this up, Laurel, because I'm like all about this study, man. This is really interesting.
Because what could a mileage-based fee be code for, theoretically?
Okay. When I first read it, I thought mileage-based vehicle registration fee, which is something that has been studied in Wisconsin before. This is something that has come up before, where there are different ways of doing this. People could self-report how much they drive each year and pay a fee based on that. Truckers already track their mileage, and so there's a way for them to pay fees. This is something that the legislature's explored before. But because they worded it so vaguely, it could mean that, or the Fiscal Bureau said, it could mean a tolling study. It doesn't really say. It's $2.5 million to study something related to road revenue. So that's pretty interesting to me, because they're leaving it up to the Department of Transportation saying, look, you want to get some revenue? Study it and then come back to us. And that's the other part of this that's really interesting. So they do studies every couple budgets in Wisconsin on how to pay for roads. They did one, they paid for one in 2011, they paid for one in 2015, they ordered one in 2017 that the Governor Walker vetoed. That was a $2.5 million tolling study. But this one, not only does it leave it open-ended, but the study is due back. Like, the DOT has to produce the study by the end of 2022, and then the DOT has to recommend it. They have to recommend something to the legislature's budget committee by January 1st of 2023.
What else is going on right around the beginning of January 2023?
That is the end of Governor Evers' first term. And so you're either going to have a governor who maybe he wins a second term and he's, you know, feeling pretty good now. He's just won the election. He can take a political risk there and recommend something like tolling. Or lawmakers would be more inclined to support something like tolling or vehicle-based registration fees. Or potentially Evers could be on his way out then. And we know that when a governor is on his way out, as we saw with Governor Walker, they're willing to take some steps that are potentially controversial. Think about all the lame duck bills that Governor Walker signed on his way out. So I think the timing is really significant. They're setting this up, this $2.5 million fee. First, it's vague, just says like, go find us some revenue. And then they're saying, give it to us at this very critical time. And they're saying, we, the budget committee, will give it an up or down vote. We have to vote on it. And the legislature doesn't get a say. It's just the budget committee.
Side note, I'm noticing a lot of garage sales. You guys want to go to any garage sales?
We have work to do. We're recording a podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm like suggesting beer and garage sales. I'm not, my head isn't in the game. I apologize.
Oh, it's fine. Man, we are in one of those housing developments.
Where are we?
Well, I just kind of...
We're in somebody's driveway turning
we're
around.
We're turning around. I realized we were getting pretty far outside of Madison, and I didn't want to like end the podcast in like Baraboo or something.
Send help. Turn around. We are lost.
So yeah, we're just turning around, and you know, if we go past some garage sales, so be it.
Ooh, I know something I want to talk about. It wasn't just Democrats on the Finance Committee who were voting against the Republican proposal. There was at least one Republican member of the committee who voted against it, and another Republican senator who spoke out against it. What are they arguing about?
Yeah, Dewey Strobel is the lone Republican to vote against the transportation plan on the Finance Committee, and I have not been in there for every agency, Laurel, so you tell me. I've seen hardly any... I think that was the first vote I've seen this year where a Republican broke from the rest of Republicans. Have you seen any?
No, I haven't.
Which is kind of rare. I mean, normally the norm in that committee is party line votes, or occasionally you'll get unanimous votes or something. But to have Republicans unified on everything but one vote so far is pretty unusual. Dewey Strobel has been a frequent critic of the Department of Transportation, along with... you know, 3-4 other Republican senators. And Strobel, on his way out of the committee, said, I wish I could remember the exact quote at this moment, but he didn't trust DOT when it was being run by a former road builder lobbyist, was I think the term he used to refer to Craig Thompson, who ran the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association before he became transportation secretary in Wisconsin.
What is there to trust about Thompson, though, in this budget? Is it the study? Is that what he's referring to?
I could be. There was a lot of discussion of the study, and I think it was significant. But he also has not been, like, clamoring for any kind of fee increases in everything that he said about the Department of Transportation over the years. It's been more geared toward... we need to cut spending at the DOT, not let's give them more money. So he didn't say that, and as he exited the finance room, he talked about Craig Thompson, because he has had problems with Thompson kind of from the get-go.
Wasn't there another senator that tweeted last night or made some comment about, like, this is going to compromise my support for the budget? Wasn't it Steve Noss?
He was.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
He didn't tweet. I don't think Steve Noss is on Twitter, but he put out a statement for which he is reliable. And he said that that it was a big win for the road building lobby and a big loss for taxpayers, talking about this budget, and that road building budget, along with the structural deficit that would be, I guess, continued under the Republican plan, they were jeopardizing his support for the budget.
That could sort of set up a dynamic that was similar to the last budget, where Senator Strobel and Senator Noss were two of the, I think it was four Republicans that kind of held up the last kind of step of approval from the legislature for the budget because of concerns that they had. They couldn't get out of the Senate.
Yeah, that's why I don't know really what to make of this thing that passed the Finance Committee last night. You know, on one hand, it's the most revenue that Republicans have been able to pass out of that committee for roads or anything in years, many years. Certainly never happened under the Walker administration. And it, you know, didn't happen really under Doyle either. So this is that in that sense, it's pretty significant. It's consequential. But on the other hand, you had four Republican senators who really stuck together last year to get a bunch of transportation stuff vetoed from the budget. They got it out. Now you've got even, I think you could throw in Senator André Jacques to that mix too, and say there's potentially five people in the Senate, five Republicans in the Senate, who might have an issue with some of the fees in here. I'm not saying they do, because we just haven't heard from them as of the time we're recording this podcast, but there's potential that once this goes to the full Republican caucus in the Senate, they might have a different view of it, maybe, than the Finance Committee did. Although Speaker Voss and Senator Fitzgerald both put out a statement talking about how good this plan was. Do you guys remember when they used to fight?
I vaguely do, yeah.
Yeah, on transportation especially.
For those Republicans who are opposed, is it as simple as to say that they don't think the roads need as much spending as a lot of folks argue they do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the complaint is often that the DOT over-engineers stuff, you know?
Sort of isn't efficient. They're using money in ways that they shouldn't.
So it's more criticism of the agency and the way it operates as opposed to saying, oh, Wisconsin roads are fine.
I mean, I have heard conservatives say that people look around them and can see that the roads aren't as bad as everyone says they are. I mean, I've heard that. I don't know if it's been from a lawmaker, but I've heard conservative groups say things along that line that, you know, that the sky is not falling.
I think it's important to note, Sean said earlier, this is the largest amount of revenue that's been able to make it out of the budget committee under Republican control. But this still isn't the amount of revenue that Governor Evers called for, which was what the department kind of said it needed to get Wisconsin roads up and running. What's the number of the discrepancy between what the governor called for and what the committee approved last night?
In terms of just revenue, Governor Evers was talking about more like $620 million or so, mm-hmm. because the gas tax increase that he wanted would generate a lot. The gas tax is the biggest source of revenue for the transportation budget. It's like 53% of the transportation budget. And he would have increased it by 8 cents right away and about a dime by the time the budget was over.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to feel like I could use a rest stop right about now. So maybe we should wrap things up?
No, I disagree. We're going to live on the road forever. This is our life now. We're on the run. Right. We're the next great Kerouac novel that has not been written.
We're going to need some Diet Pepsi and some Chex Mix, road trip food.
Nice transition.
And then we're set.
Kerouac to Diet Pepsi.
That was the Beat Generation's drink of choice. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
Laurel White is WPR's Capitol Reporter and Driver.
Yes, sir. And John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd.
Got it. Because I'm talking about the road.
It doesn't really matter what shape the roads are in your neck of the woods, because you can hop on the information superhighway to subscribe for new episodes of the WPR Politics podcast on iTunes. You can also find it on Google Play and on Stitcher, as well as many other podcast apps, and you can cruise on by to catch up on past episodes anytime at wpr.org/politics.